Once we've done cardiovascular, respiratory and neuro, that means that we've done chest and we've done head. So where's the next place then that something nasty might be hiding? Abdomen, right. So if the animal is stable enough, we then palpate the abdomen. And again, if the animal is sufficiently stable, we should also get a body temperature. Don't forget to get a temperature if you've got a dog with an upper airway obstruction. I've certainly seen some that have a sufficiently severe hypothermia, it's high enough to actually cause heat stroke.